Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman, Ed Carson with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Tuesday, April 9th. And Ed, what do you have for us today?
I want to take a look at NVIDIA, Royal Caribbean, and Nutanix.
Okay, we'll get to those three stocks. But first, let's take a look at those major indexes today. The NASDAQ reversing higher by the end of the session, up 0.3%. We also had the S&P 500 up some 0.1% today, along with the Russell 2000, also up about that much headed into the final stretch of the session today. The Dow on the downside, closing fractionally lower, but coming off of session lows for the day. So Ed, what happened to make the indexes come off of session lows and the NASDAQ here reversing higher?
I'm not sure what made the indexes reverse off those lows. It was nice to see that happen, to come off those. I mean, I don't think investors wanted to make too many big moves or heading into the right. CPI inflation report that's tomorrow. But that's big news. But it was nice to see the indexes come up off that. There were breadth was pretty decent throughout the day. There were some leaders that came under pressure. Some of those came off of lows. But yeah, you can see like RSP was doing better. I think QQEW did pretty well. So they didn't fall too much at the beginning. They closed near highs. So pretty positive day. Look, all of this is going to get washed away perhaps by tomorrow's report, you know. Nice to see here. The stock market continues to consolidate. It's a sideways market. And there's sort of a greatest hit situation where there were some stocks that sold off. There were some stocks that reversed lower. There's some stocks that paired losses after finding support. And there are even a few stocks showing some bullish signals. But I mean, that's what you get in a market where the market, you know, where everything's sort of going sideways.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And we'll be talking about that. Some of those things, I guess, with the three stocks we're highlighting. But as Justin pointed out in yesterday's show, we have some bumpers that we're looking at, really set by Thursday's high and low, that huge spread. So come tomorrow, it could be interesting because we're kind of still in the middle of that. Will we clear that high? Will we break below that low? Either one of those could be pretty telling directionally, Ed. But if we can continue to stay sideways here, maybe that's not a bad thing either. What would you be thinking about with those different scenarios that could unfold with that economic data tomorrow?
Yeah, and if we broke lower, I'd want to see if the S&P and especially the NASDAQ can find support, let's say the 10-week line. That's getting to be a close call on some of these things. So that would be something on the downside. That would be the next level. On the upside, yeah, if we can break out, there might be a number of stocks that would start looking pretty interesting. There are a lot of stocks that are close to near buy points or entries. And if we go sideways, hey, there's some stocks if we just wait a few more days, there's going to be some bases there because it's like from the highs from recent March 8th or even late February, there's stocks that are basing. So, you know, there could be some positive anyway. Don't react too quickly in the first few minutes. You don't know how things might move out there. There's definitely, you want to be, you know, be ready to go making actions in or out, which you may not do anything. You may end up doing nothing tomorrow, but you want to be ready for what tomorrow may bring.
Yeah. Well said there, Ed. And I mean, if you just look at this powerful uptrend that we've had, we've been saying that this bull market looks like it could use a rest, that the leaders look like they could use a rest. And when you look at historical precedents, like the 2003 market around this time, 5+ months in, 28% or so gain, we did have a pullback to the 50-day line. So there's all these different reasons why, you know, we're seeing what we're seeing and how it's not unexpected. But we also know with the stock market, you have to expect the unexpected, right? And be prepared for anything. So
yeah,
well said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Next on our list, let's briefly take a look at the small caps here. Ed, what do you make of the action in the Russell?
I mean, it's still sideways and it's more volatile than the other indexes. It's holding around the 21-day line. It had held around above the 10-week line. It's still around the top of that range from late December. I mean, really, I mean, there's this whole area. Yeah, you can do short-term or longer-term ranges, but it's sort of in there. There's this whole area that it's holding. It. Luckily, it's holding generally above that two-year area. So, you know, that could be bullish, if you know, but we haven't done it. We haven't really decisively broken out of it either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we do know that small caps are pretty interest rate sensitive, and interesting to see the scaling on this kind of changed. I noticed that with IABD Live with Dave's screen earlier. So good to know. It's not just him. The scaling, it looks like, I don't know, Ed, does yours look like this?
Well, there's a weird quirk. It looks like on a weekly that somebody, so you're not seeing it. So on a weekly, it's okay. Obviously. Wow. So that wasn't quite right, I'm thinking. So, but yeah, it dipped a little bit, but in a way that shows you don't want to get too perspective. There's been an uptrend for several months. We're sort of right at the top of this range where it's been like 4.35, 4.4-ish. So we're right at that area. I mean, we could easily, this looks like a place where we could break out. And if we do that, stocks may not have a very good time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, we'll have to see what the movement is like and that reaction to headlines coming out tomorrow and later this week. Let's also take a look at some sectors to watch, including software. Here's IGV up 0.3%, below the 50-day line, but above the lows from February. Ed, is this constructive action for a group that was leading and now we're seeing bases, or is this recent underperformance a yellow flag?
I mean, it's a little bit of both, and I just have to see. I mean, look, we've a few times this has flirted with, you know, what looks like entries, and a lot of stocks have done that. One good day, and all of a sudden you're like, well, look, there's this, you know, that. But one bad day, and we could be undercutting most of the lows, and hopefully not the February low, but you could undercut a lot of the recent action. So you just have to see. Yeah, we've been resting here. The RS line has lagged a little bit. All those sins can be washed away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, another bad day, and all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, that would start looking, you know, a little bit more like a downtrend.
Yeah. So one area we're watching come tomorrow. Here's a look at the chips faring a little bit better here, trading sideways, but the action looks pretty constructive to me.
Pretty constructive. And we're going to go to NVIDIA pretty soon. And this is really impressive because this is a huge component of SMH. And so any day that NVIDIA is down and this can go up, that's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah. So why don't we mosey on over to the chart of NVDA, down 2% on the day, undercutting recent lows. Really, this whole area here, Ed, since that downside reversal earlier in March, and the lows that we got shortly after that, we're below the 21-day line now, but we did close off lows today. We're still above the 50-day line, and that has looked like an area that, along with 800, which is right there too, looks like a pretty logical area that you wouldn't be surprised to see a stock like this come down to after the big run it's had.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And if you look on a weekly, it did touch the 10-week line, actually got underneath it a little bit. So it's just amazing. A few weeks ago when this hit its high, it was so extended from the 50-day and 10-week lines. And it's just a few weeks of really sideways-ish action. And it's lined up. Look, after this week or very close to that, it'll have a flat base. And so that's something, if it rebounds off this level, this is the first test since its January breakout, that would be a possible buy signal. But this is really a pivotal time. We break lower here and you're starting to be a sell signal. If it's decisively through it by the end of the week, you might be thinking, even for a longer term holder, well, maybe I want to lighten up or something like that. So, look, this is the stock of the rally. There's news out there. Both Google teaming up with ARM is coming up with its own AI chip, which will probably lessen its dependence on NVIDIA. Intel announced a new AI chip today. So just at the margins, trying to, those are concerns for NVIDIA. Will its pricing, will its market share be just so dominant? Obviously it's going to be dominant, but you know, it's always at the margin. How much can it be? Will this pressure earnings like 6 months, 12 months down the road?
Yeah. And I mean, in terms of the stock, it seems like NVIDIA has, it's carrying a lot on its shoulders, right? Not only is it important for the chip sector, but the AI theme and the market as a whole. A lot of people use this stock as a proxy for, you know, risk tolerance in the market. So a lot of the eyeballs on NVIDIA right now for multiple reasons.
Yeah. And if we could just take a look, quick moment at Taiwan Semiconductor, they're going to report sales tomorrow. They make chips for NVIDIA. And so this is like the number two weighting in SMH. This one did pretty well today. There's various things, but that'll be important. They have earnings next week. And so what they have to say about sales, that gives impressions not only for things like NVIDIA, but also for chip equipment makers. So this is also very important. Just something to watch in this sector.
Absolutely. Thanks for pointing that out, Ed. Okay, let's go to RCL. This is Royal Caribbean. We saw a breakout from a cut base not all too long ago on 320. And now we're dipping back below that buy point in the 21-day line. And of course, as the broad market did rally later in the day, we did have this stock coming off of its lows as well. So that's good at least. But what do you make of this down day today here for RCL?
Not great. And there's now been a few of these volume days, and a couple of them have been sort of not very nice looking. I mean, the last two, especially the first one, okay, it really didn't, actually was almost a support day, but the last two, not very good looking days. It was nice to see it come off its lows. So look, if you held on to that and you're just a little smidge down below, understandable, this might work out fine. But it wasn't just NVIDIA, and it wasn't just a few AI tech names. There was a few leaders, and again, not all of them. I don't want to make too much of it. The market was generally higher today, but there were some signs, and it just makes it a little tricky. Sideways markets are a little bit like, ice, where like a pond that seems iced over, and it seems like that. But there's just areas that you don't want to be messing with, and you don't know where those areas are. So this has been the leader, and maybe everything will be fine. It's just something this was looking pretty ugly when it was down like 5-6% intraday.
Yeah. Well, stay safe out there, investors. We don't want anyone falling through the ice. All right. Let's round things out with a look at NTNX. This is Nutanix and the Enterprise Software Group. Some orderly action. I really like that upside reversal on 4.2 right at the 50-day line, right at the 60 price level. And I think this was the low of the post earnings move, Ed, and it's tightening up over the last couple of days.
Yeah, it is tightening up. It's a 2% loss. You can imagine if this were right at the 50-day line, we'd be saying, man, that's a bad loss or not or something. But it is in that context. It's right above all these moving averages. It's acting well. It's going to have a flat base. It's right around that area, but you could certainly sort of treat the recent highs as a tiny in early entry. This is doing very well. It's playing in a strong space, strong growth. It's actually sort of a competitor of NetApp and stuff. And those stocks have been doing pretty well, even though that's a totally different group. But on a weekly, this one looks like it's going to have a base on base or NetApp in there. So the other one, this one's a tight area. It might have been a flat base on the daily. I'm getting a little confused, but it sort of has a base on base feel. I guess it didn't. I just felt like it was a flat base, but it wasn't. Nice
not
action here.
Not
technically. It was not. It wasn't.
But definitely a level to trade off of.
Yeah, and the RS line is holding up because the market's gone and said, look, this is another reason why. Look, when now stocks can base and the RS lines can hold up reasonably well, this is really close to the highs after a strong uptrend. Because the market is sort of going sideways, and that just makes it just easier for some of these leaders to take a pause. This has been a strong segment of the market, and quietly has been one of the strongest stocks for the past year plus.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, you look at this weekly chart, and very, very impressive here, especially since last September, that big earnings report really helping it clear that several months long consolidation. All right, everyone, that is it for today, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live for all the details. And make sure to check out Ed and our own Alexis Garcia each week on Earnings Cheat Sheet. New episodes drop Friday mornings during earnings season. Ed, I'm so excited for this. You have just the best insights of a lot of things, but especially when it comes to earnings season and the stocks to watch, what the implications are, the companies that are connected, whether they're, peers or customers, all that stuff. You just have so much knowledge. And I think that this is going to be an awesome show for you to help showcase that, because earnings season is critical. If you're a serious trader, earnings season, you have to be paying attention.
Yeah, it's really the playoffs every 3 months. So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to doing that with Alexis and going over some of the really big earnings every week. And so, that'll be dropping every Friday. So look forward for that.
So excited. And it really is going to be helpful for our audience out there. I know that. So thank you so much for your service, Ed, and contributing. All right. And thanks everyone for watching, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.